20% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. Call 800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA to get the four-pack of pillows for 50% off. That's MyPillow.com and use promo code USA. My wife says salamat to Mike Lindell and the MyPillow team. You'll thank them, too.
President Trump is home from a 12-day Asia trip, tweeting that the U.S. is, quote, respected again in Asia. Of course, one of the big topics of discussion was North Korea. Now word is Chinese officials have confirmed they're sending a special envoy to the North this week. That part of the story from correspondent Bill Zimpfer.
It'll be the first visit by a high-ranking Chinese official to North Korea in over a year. Senior Chinese Communist Party official Song Tao is expected to arrive in Pyongyang Friday. His exact agenda has not been revealed, but he is expected to address North Korea's nuclear and missile program, which has strained relations between the countries.
A pair of key economic reports from the government issued this morning for October. The Labor Department says consumer prices barely rose last month. The Commerce Department says purchases of motor vehicles drove an unexpected rise in retail sales, which were up 0.2% when analysts expected them to be unchanged. This is USA Radio News.
From the studio that brought you Miracles from Heaven and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs comes the star.
That light, that's the star. This is where it's been leading me.
We've come to honor the new king.
What's his name?
His name is Jesus.
Experience the family event of the holiday season.
Do you guys like frankincense? I never know what to get.
The Star. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters November 17th. For tickets and showtimes, go to thestarmovie.com.
The man who killed four people and wounded 10 others at seven sites in Northern California during a string of shootings yesterday has been identified by authorities as 43-year-old Kevin Neal of Rancho Tehama Reserve. He was ultimately shot by law enforcement. He had begun his shooting spree before 8 a.m. when he killed a man and a female neighbor he was feuding with, then stole a vehicle and opened fire at several other locations. His subsequent victims not connected to him, according to police, who say it all ended near a school where a boy in the school received a minor wound as he was shot before law enforcement came in and finally killed Neal. Puerto Rico could get half of its power grid up and running again today, 2 months after Hurricane Maria slammed into that U.S. territory, though full restoration of power could still be months away. The island is working to build an entirely new power grid that would be better able to withstand extreme storms like Maria. And it happens in every state that offers so-called vanity plates, but Texas has been having a big problem with people making inappropriate requests, as we hear from Mark Mayfield.
The Texas Department of Motor Vehicles is constantly dealing with Texas drivers who try to get too clever with their custom plates, seeing if they can fit naughty or outrageous messages into seven letters or less. In just 2 months this summer, the DMV rejected more than 300 custom tag applications, including Fat Girl, Juiced Up, and CNN Sucks.
And on that note, for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunterd In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunterd In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Welcome to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Good afternoon. It's been a while. We've been doing a lot of restoring of this beautiful Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station, and it's taken a lot of noise, a lot of patience for us to get through it, but it is absolutely stunning. If you happen to visit Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey, make sure you stop by. Today, I'm going to give you an update on the weather forecast, and I want to let you know who's standing by on the radio. Patrick Chamberlain, he is actually the Director of Artistic Planning at New Jersey Symphony Orchestra, New Jersey Symphony Orchestra. He also has a past as well at the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, Cornell University Glee Club, and more. So stand by. We're going to have a conversation with him in just a moment. But if you happen to be in the central New Jersey area, tonight showers mainly after 2 a.m., low around 42. Showers likely mainly before 10 a.m. on Thursday, cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high of 53. Partly cloudy with a low of about 31 on Thursday night, and then sunny all day with a high of 48 on Friday. Partly cloudy with a low around 32. Light and variable wind, by the way, on Friday night. And then a chance of showers after 2 in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy with a high around 50 on Saturday. Showers mainly after 8 p.m. on Saturday night with a low around 38. And then partly sunny with a high all day of about 47 on Sunday with a partly cloudy and low about 28 on Sunday night. We're getting towards Monday again. Sunny with a high of 41 and mostly clear with a low of 28. So stand by for a second. We're going to go to our quick break and we'll be right back to talk to Patrick.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. This show is brought to you by the Center for Great Expectations over in Somerset, New Jersey, serving the state of New Jersey. If you have a moment and you want to do something really good, go to the website. It's CGE, as in Center, Great and Entertainment, Expectations, I'm tumbling here, /NJ.org. And the reason I want you to do that is because they are a nonprofit, again, serving the state of New Jersey and surrounding area. And they're one of only a handful of programs that are actually introducing the trauma-informed care for substance abuse survivors and victims. And you, it's the tip of the iceberg to learn about this organization. They're having, if you happen to be in the medical community, they are having a trauma-informed care conference on December 1st. And again, it's at cge-nj.org. And I want you to know that if you feel like you really want to learn about something amazing, take a look. That's all I can tell you for now. I'm going to give you more about that during the show. But for right now, I just want to welcome our guests right now. And thank you all for listening to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. And our guest today, again, is Patrick Chamberlain. And he is the Director of Artistic Planning at the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra. It's just in time for the holidays. Are you there, Patrick?
Yes, indeed. Thanks, Jeannie.
Thank you so much for coming in, you know, calling in today and for allowing us to learn about the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra, especially at this special time of year. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So my role with the orchestra is to work in artistic planning in conjunction with our music director. So
can you just
figuring
do me...
out what we're going to do, what we're going to play, who's going to play it. And it comes from my own background, which is just always a deep love of music. From a very small age, I played musical instruments, sung in choirs, and always knew that I wanted to be behind the scenes, working to support great artists and great art.
Wow. So how long have you been there?
I've been with the symphony for a year and 5 months.
And you were with the Baltimore Symphony, is that correct?
Yes. Prior to that, I was involved with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra for about 3 years.
What about, like, what does it mean? I want to know a lot, and I know our listeners out there also are interested in hearing, when you're planning, you know, an event, like you said, you have to pick what they're going to be performing, who's going to perform it. Tell us all about this.
Sure. It's a tremendously complicated process, and one that I love. It's kind of like a three-dimensional puzzle in some ways. When we're deciding what to play in an orchestra, it's a conversation with our music director, and the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra has a tremendous music director. Her name is Shen Zhang, and she's in her second season with the orchestra. So it all starts from her. She's kind of the creative mastermind behind what we do, and she'll come with a list of repertoire or soloists that she's really interested in. And then it's sort of my job to figure out the logistics of how that's going to happen, where we're going to do each piece, which week is a soloist available or not. And the other thing that makes this particularly interesting and complicated for the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra is we perform in 6 different venues all over the state. And some of the halls are very small and some are very large. So there's a space consideration. There's a repertoire consideration of we want to make sure we're not playing just Beethoven in Princeton. We want to make sure every one of our halls and venues and audiences gets a season that's balanced. And that reflects kind of the whole scope of what we do. And the other thing that's really challenging and wonderful is classical music as an industry books really far in advance. So we're putting the finishing touches right now on the 2018-19 concert season. and we're thinking already about the 2019-20 season.
Are you really? That's fascinating.
We really want to make sure that the best artists and the best guest conductors find their way onto the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra stage. And so to get those dates secured, you have to work very far in advance.
Well, how do you get those, you know, famous artists and so on to perform? What is that all about? And also, how many? You said six in the state of New Jersey?
We play in six different venues, yes.
Where are they?
And in terms, which is wonderful. We play at the NJ PAC in Newark, and that's mm-hmm. home. We perform the most concerts there. We have a wonderful series at the State Theater in New Brunswick. In addition, we have series at Richardson Auditorium in Princeton, at Bergen PAC in Englewood, at the Count Basie Theater in Red Bank, and at the Mayo Performing Arts Center in Morristown. So we really do travel and take the mission to serve the people and the communities of New Jersey extremely seriously.
Oh, we can tell. Now, question, do you, like, have the same artists playing at all different six that you just change the lineup, so to speak, or is it totally different? Tell us about that.
It can be very different. So the way an orchestra sort of works is it's on a week-by-week basis. So on a given week, we might have a Friday night at NJ PAC, a Saturday night in Red Bank, and a Sunday in New Brunswick. And that would generally be the same program. And we would start rehearsing for that program on maybe Tuesday or Wednesday, rehearse Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, perform Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And it would be the same program. And then the next week, maybe we're in Englewood and Morristown and Princeton, and it would probably be an all-new program, an all-new artist, soloist, and all-new rehearsal period. That's generally how it works. So not every venue gets the same performances, and that's part of, you know, keeping it fresh for the musicians, so we're not always playing the same thing over and over again.
And I know I'm way ahead of us here because I'm going to ask this question, but I'm just curious. Like, seriously, like, how long? I mean, I know you just said that you were going to start rehearsing, say, for a Friday, Saturday, Sunday event on Tuesday. But are those, like, really the musical choices that you have had that you've all practiced? You know, I mean, you're not – how long does it take for something new to be rehearsed?
Well, it's actually shocking how little rehearsal a professional orchestra needs. You know, the musicians who play in the New Jersey Symphony are the very best at what they do. They're equivalent to elite athletes. They're professionals who have spent their whole lives and careers to win a job with us. So they don't really need a whole lot of rehearsal to sound extraordinary. So even if it's a brand new world premiere or if it's a Beethoven symphony, the same rehearsal plan kind of exists for each. It's a 2.5-hour rehearsal on one day, then the next day is a 2.5-hour rehearsal and another 2-hour rehearsal, and then the final day of rehearsal is one more 2.5-hour rehearsal. It's just about 9 hours of rehearsal for a 2-hour concert.
I can't believe that. I love the way you describe as the elite athletes. They are. I've been to your performances, and I just want everybody to know, you can hear literally a pin drop because it's so breathtaking, the extraordinary talent. So I'm again speaking with Patrick Chamberlain, and he's with the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. We're going to go to a quick break. Stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. Thanks so much for listening in today. I wanted to remind you that this show is being brought to you by the Center for Great Expectations, Embracing Change, Empowering Futures, right over there in Somerset. And I also want to let you know there's a new outpatient building located at Monument Center, Monument Square in New Brunswick. It actually also treats men, and we are a premier provider of trauma-informed services delivered in a continuum of care, which includes residential treatment, outpatient treatment. There's a developing daycare called Katie's Place on location in Somerset, and supportive housing for women who are homeless, who are either parenting or pregnant, and their children are actually allowed to stay with them, which makes us one of two in the country that have the developing daycare to support the families while they are in crisis. So if you know someone, we want you to know there is hope and there is help. And that is at the Center for Great Expectations here in Central New Jersey, serving the state. Our guest today is Patrick, and his last name is Chamberlain, and he's with the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra. And he's online here calling in. He was telling us about the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra and what he does there as the Director of Artistic Planning. So welcome back to the show, Patrick. All right, so let's get back into it, because we have quite about 10 minutes of time to talk about what you're doing over there and what's coming up. We have a special performance coming up soon. Program, right? Program coming up. Interesting?
Yes, there's lots of exciting things coming up, but one that's really, I'm personally excited for, is happening over Thanksgiving weekend, Saturday at NJ Pack and Sunday at the State Theater in New Brunswick. That's the 25th and 26th. And we will be performing the complete musical score to the film An American in Paris while the movie is projected above the orchestra.
Wow!
An American in Paris, such a great movie starring Gene Kelly, classic film with great songs, great dance numbers, and you can relive the experience of watching the movie, but you'll have the entire forces of the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra playing all of the music live.
Wow!
An amazing experience.
That is awesome. So that's, you said Saturday at the PAX, and then Sunday at the State Theater in Princeton?
Yeah, Saturday, November 25th at NJ PAX at 8 p.m., and Sunday, November 26th at 3 p.m. at the State Theater in New Brunswick.
Wow. That is so exciting. I'm so glad that we actually were able to have you on today. We had some work going on here at the Hunterdon Chamber Radio, and so it's nice to be able to have you on to promote this in time for people to buy their tickets. What is the best way for someone to go about getting tickets?
The best thing is njsymphony.org, or you can call us at 1-800-ALLEGRO and speak to one of our box office staff members. But NJSymphony.org. You can always buy tickets any hour of the day. And there are tickets available for both performances of An American in Paris.
Are you going to be having that exact programming, An American in Paris, live at any other of the six in the month of December?
It's not, unfortunately, but we do have a couple other film with live orchestra programs that we're presenting later this season. On Saturday, March 3rd, we'll be performing at NJPAC the complete score and film to the third movie in the Harry Potter series, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. And later in June, we'll be performing the complete music to the film E.T. while showing the movie.
Wow.
It's a wonderful thing. And the technology behind this is really amazing. They strip out all of the audio except for the dialogue from the film. So all the music that you hear in the movie, they take that out. And then they have to retranscribe all of the parts so that our musicians can read and play them. And then they play the musical score exactly live in time with the projection of the movie. It's extremely difficult to synchronize, and a lot of that work is done by the conductor. And it's like seeing the movie in a whole different light, because some of these movies have such wonderful music. I mean, everyone knows the theme to E.T., and, you know, American in Paris, some of George Gershwin's greatest tunes. And to hear that played live by the musicians of the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra, it's really an experience unlike any other, and a great way to experience the orchestra for the first time if you've never heard us before.
Oh, my God, I can't even I am. I'm just in my head listening to E.T., thinking about next June, trying to figure out how long. I mean, because I am a novice this way. I'm so glad to have you on. I want everybody to know that the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra were very, very generous supporters of the Center for Great Expectations, by the way, recent gala for their silent auction items. And so, of course, we care so much about those that do goodwill for the center. And I know the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra does so many things for nonprofits, even though they are a nonprofit, that I just want to thank you. But I'm so glad that you're here today again to tell everybody about what's coming up next week on Thanksgiving, on the weekend, again, An American in Paris Live. And I wanted to ask you, for these, how long have you all been doing that? Like, I've never seen something like that done before. Is it new?
It's a relatively new craze that's actually sweeping the orchestra industry. In the past 3 or 4 years, it's really taken off. And we've tried to offer film projects and film programs at least once per season, and even more in coming seasons you'll be seeing. Because we found that music is such an important part of how people enjoy movies. And for many people, their first and only interaction with orchestral music is hearing it in the context of a film. And so we think it's a really great way for a possible audience member to, again, to hear us for the first time and to hear us do this film project, but then to fall in love with the magic and the sound of an orchestra and to come hear us play a Beethoven symphony the next time. It's
almost like you're doing it in reverse.
Music too, because it's music that they grew up hearing and listening. You know, growing up listening to E.T. and watching that movie, that to then play that score live is really a wonderful thing.
Well, it is. It's so interesting when you were talking about it. I was thinking about when you were talking about the third in the Harry Potter series, and then you were talking about E.T. And I was thinking, like you said, it's almost like it's going in reverse for those newer potential lovers of the symphony orchestras, because again, they're usually coming to you after they hear it on, you know, perhaps even a video in today's world, right? Even necessarily a movie. And then all of a sudden you're saying, wait a minute, okay, if you liked this movie or if you remember this movie, remember that you probably didn't realize how much you loved it because of our work in the music, you know, artistry, I should say.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'm so fascinated.
It's a big part of what we do, and we try to keep we will continue to have many film programs in coming seasons and, of course, this season.
Well, I love the fact that you're actually getting that younger audience out and about and being able to share with them something that, you know, it's just such a talent. And there's so few, you know what I mean? There's a lot of emerging talents in the internet world and IT and also, you know, Silicon Valley. But right now, what you guys do has been so, I want to say, loved by so many people for so long. And again, you need to reach those younger people in order to have it continue on at the success that it is, and it always will be.
That's certainly our hope, yes.
So tell us more about the plans for the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra.
So this season, there's a number of wonderful things that I'm excited about. For the holiday season, we're continuing our partnership with the New Jersey Ballet in a production of The Nutcracker.
We have several
performances.
Love it.
At the Mayo Performing Arts Center in Morristown. And there's nothing like the holiday season without, you need the Nutcracker as part of the holiday
season. Oh, that's my favorite part.
So we're thrilled to be partnering with them again. And then also a real exciting performance, Friday, December 15th in Princeton, and Sunday, December 17th at NJPAC, we'll be performing the great masterwork of the holiday season, Handel's Messiah, featuring the Hallelujah Chorus and so many other great and memorable pieces of music. And that'll be a collaboration with the Montclair State University Singers, and that will be conducted by our music director, Shen Zhang. So very much looking forward to that annual holiday tradition of the New Jersey Symphony playing Handel's Messiah.
So is everybody else out there. Can you remind everyone how to go about getting tickets, please?
Yes, of course. NJSymphony.org is the best way to buy tickets, or 1-800 Allegro.
I just want everybody to know again that I'm talking with Patrick Chamberlain, and he is the director of artistic planning at the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and this is Talented People. And I wanted to ask you, Patrick, there's other ways that people can support the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra, even if they don't go to an event. Isn't that right?
Of course. You know, the New Jersey Symphony has a tremendous commitment to education and to making music a part of the lives of young people. We have a fantastic New Jersey Symphony Youth Orchestra. We have our NJSO Champs program, which is a program that brings music into schools in the city of Newark from a very young age, teaching music lessons. It's a really wonderful program, again, to bring music to schools that might not have a music program. And we also perform all throughout communities as part of a chamber ensemble, so smaller groups of musicians. We perform all throughout the state. We try to reach all 21 counties every year, actually, with smaller groups of musicians. And, you know, there's so much more to this orchestra than just what you hear on the main stage concerts. And, of course, we hope you come to a main stage concert, but there's plenty of other ways that we interact with and serve the communities and people of New Jersey.
And I just want to remind everybody that you can get season or all year-round tickets. Like, you could be like a member, isn't that right?
Yes, of course. Subscription tickets. You can, if you purchase multiple tickets for performances all at once, you save big time on that. So we strongly encourage you to do that. And if you think what we do is really important and you want to make sure that the live music continues to be live symphonic music continues to be part of New Jersey's community, we also encourage you to make a gift to the symphony, again, at njsymphony.org. There's a way to do that.
It's great and such a worthwhile cause. I want everybody to know that, as a reminder, the holidays are right around the corner, and Thanksgiving is next week, I believe, and I can't believe it, okay? But the next performance that they have, which is the live, it's the an American in Paris live, you can actually buy tickets and give them as a gift to someone that you love for the holidays or even for Thanksgiving if you happen to be seeing them. So I want to let everybody know again, I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. It's 429. The show is brought to you by the Center for Great Expectations in Somerset and New Brunswick, New Jersey. We're going to go to the news and the weather, and we'll be right back. Stay with us, Patrick, and thanks for listening out there.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is not just a battle for Democrats and Republicans and how they vote on issues. This is a spiritual battle.
Alabama U.S. Senate candidate Republican Roy Moore saying again last night while speaking at a Baptist church in Alabama that he is not going to end his candidacy. That comes as the Republican National Committee has pulled its support for Moore, who continues to deny charges of sexual misconduct with teenage girls decades ago. Vaughn Hilliard reports Republicans in the state of Alabama Alabama are still supporting him.
Since there has been no public outcry here from among the Alabama GOP apparatus, the governor, her last public comments were from 2 days ago when she said that she'd still vote for him.
That election is set for December 12th. Another murder in a Tampa, Florida neighborhood appears to be the work of a serial killer. This time, though, there are witnesses. They saw a man running from the scene in Seminole Heights where a man was shot and killed yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
My Filipino wife lived most of her life sleeping on very hard surfaces. Well, now she gets the best sleep she's ever gotten in her life with her MyPillow. She sleeps all night, no tossing and turning. She sleeps great. She threw out the half dozen pillows she slept with since she came to the U.S. and just uses her MyPillow. When she found out it always stayed cool, was 100% machine washable and dryer safe, and totally made in the USA, well, that made her day. MyPillow is so sure you'll be satisfied, they offer a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now get this offer. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA. Remember to use promo code USA, and you'll get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. Call 800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA to get the 4-pack of pillows for 50% off. That's MyPillow.com and use promo code USA. My wife says salamat to Mike Lindell and the MyPillow team. You'll thank them too.
President Trump is home from a 12-day Asia trip, tweeting that the U.S. is, quote, respected again in Asia. Of course, one of the big topics of discussion was North Korea. Now word is Chinese officials have confirmed they're sending a special envoy to the North this week. That part of the story from correspondent Bill Zimpfer.
It'll be the first visit by a high-ranking Chinese official to North Korea in over a year. Senior Chinese Communist Party official Song Tao is expected to arrive in Pyongyang Friday. His exact agenda has not been revealed, but he is expected to address North Korea's nuclear and missile program, which has strained relations between the countries.
A pair of key economic reports from the government issued this morning for October. The Labor Department says consumer prices barely rose last month. The Commerce Department says purchases of motor vehicles drove an unexpected rise in retail sales, which were up 0.2% when analysts expected them to be unchanged. This is USA Radio News.
From the studio that brought you Miracles from Heaven and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs comes the star.
That light, that's the star. This is where it's been leading me.
We've come to honor the new king.
What's his name?
His name is Jesus.
Experience the family event of the holiday season.
Do you guys like frankincense? I never know what to get.
The Star. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters November 17th. For tickets and showtimes, go to thestarmovie.com.
The man who killed 4 people and wounded 10 others at 7 sites in Northern California during a string of shootings yesterday has been identified by authorities as 43-year-old Kevin Neal of Rancho Tehama Reserve. He was ultimately shot by law enforcement. He had begun his shooting spree before 8 a.m. when he killed a man and a female neighbor he was feuding with, then stole a vehicle and opened fire at several other locations. His subsequent victims not connected to him, according to police, who say it all ended near a school where a boy in the school received a minor wound as he was shot before law enforcement came in and finally killed Neal. Puerto Rico could get half of its power grid up and running again today, 2 months after Hurricane Maria slammed into that U.S. territory, though full restoration of power could still be months away. The island is working to build an entirely new power grid that would be better able to withstand extreme storms like Maria. And it happens in every state that offers so-called vanity plates, but Texas has been having a big problem with people making inappropriate requests, as we hear from Mark Mayfield.
The Texas Department of Motor Vehicles is constantly dealing with Texas drivers who try to get too clever with their custom plates, seeing if they can fit naughty or outrageous messages into 7 letters or less. In just 2 months this summer, the DMV rejected more than 300 custom tag applications, including Fat Girl, Juiced Up, and CNN Sucks.
And on that note, for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Got to put a shout out there to Jim Lynch from Regional Personnel. He is awesome. If you're out there looking for a job or looking to retain someone extraordinary, then you have to reach out to them because they're like the only personnel service, if you can believe it, serving the Hunterdon County area. That's amazing. So anyway, this again is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and this show is being brought to you by the Center for Great Expectations in Somerset and New Brunswick, New Jersey. Please check them out on the website at cge-nj.org. They're serving homeless, pregnant, or parenting women who are substance abusers. And if you'd like to do something really worthwhile for the holidays, check in with them and let them know that you'd like to be part of the Baby Bottle Brigade. It's going on now through December 31st, and there's an opportunity for you to organize either yourself, a small club or group, if you're a college group or college club, sorority, if you're a corporation, there's different entry levels. There's no cost. You stop by, pick up some baby bottles that were donated by Janssen Pharmaceuticals. Take about a month and a half to collect as much spare change from people as you can. And then if you are one of the winners, you'll be featured in the press releases and on this program, Talented People, and as well as Talented People on Princeton Television. So we welcome back our guest today, Patrick Chamberlain. He's with the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra. He was telling us all about some of the upcoming programs that they have through the holidays and through the next year. And he was also telling us a little bit about his job as the Director of Artistic Planning. And, you know, Patrick, I'd love for you to give everybody a little bit of a quick recap about what you do at the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra. And then I have a couple more questions for you about what it's like to actually be an artist and what that process is like when you're, you know, being acquired to be part of the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra and how hard it must be to get that position.
Sure. So my name is Patrick Chamberlain, and I'm the Director of Artistic Planning for the New Jersey Symphony. And a lot of that is working to support the vision of our music director and to provide our musicians a platform to do their best work. So it's my job to work on the logistical side of planning of repertoire, of what music we're going to play, of which guest conductors and guest soloists we'll invite to appear with the orchestra, thinking about all the things we can do to make sure that the quality of the orchestra and the quality of our performances and the quality of the talent we attract to perform with us is at the highest level. It's really about supporting those extremely talented conductors and musicians who are part of the NJSO.
So tell us about, like, what is it like? Tell us a little bit about having a new conductor, as an example, or a new member of the orchestra coming from another place. What is that whole, like, the whole the whole situation, like the process.
Sure. So the NGSO does have a new, relatively new music director. She's in her second season with us, and it's going tremendously well. But like anything new, there's adaptation. You know, for instance, Shen has decided to change the way the orchestra sits. Her predecessor, Jacques Lacombe, chose to seat the orchestra with the first and second violins separated, and she chooses to have them seat together. She's playing with the acoustical configuration on stage at the NJ PAC. All sorts of things like that happen when there's a new artistic figure. And
it's nice. It's kind of like a new CEO. All CEOs are different, right? They come in and they're in charge and they change things around. And it's very interesting to see the different personalities, but it's also probably really, really fascinating for those who are in, you know, seeing you guys regularly and watching the change. It's interesting.
Right. And it impacts the way we play and what types of music we play. And one of the things that's so wonderful about music, and especially symphonic music, is that there is no right interpretation. So Shen has a very different interpretation of, say, Beethoven's Symphony No. 5, which we just played. She plays it very differently than her predecessor, Jacques Lacombe, did. And they both are equally valid and wonderful interpretations of the piece. And that's part of what's exciting about having a new conductor, is figuring out how they interpret and view pieces of the standard symphonic repertoire. Fascinating.
It is fascinating, and I think it's really, really great. And I think it's interesting for the members or those that support you in or who are there. They get to see and be entertained, like you said, equally and respectfully to both, but just different. And it's an appreciation for the art. Tell us about, as well, with the artists, those who are performing, you know, under the conductor. What's that like when they transition?
Well, it's again, it's a little bit of an adjustment any time, but a lot of it is about understanding communication. Really, what a conductor does is inspires the musicians to give the best possible performance and to give them the cues in performance and the tools in rehearsal to realize the best possible vision of a work of music. You know, what's so special about live music is that each time we perform a Beethoven symphony, it's like redrawing the Mona Lisa. You know, in a moment in time, we're recreating a great work of art. And it's such a privilege to be able to work around that every day.
It's so interesting. Tell us, that brings me to another question, kind of a little bit more updated again, because what you're just saying is it must be really something to be accomplished. And like you said, to redo a piece of art, you know, and have the ability to do that. It's just such an honor. What about, like, when you're talking about how you were doing the live performances with a film, and then those works of art, as the music is, are more within the last, say, 30 years or 40 years or so. Are there pieces that you all see that come out from performers, you know, I want to say earlier, like within 10, 15 years, that you all try to do, or is it mostly just classical? I'm just interested. Sorry. I know that might sound crazy, but it's just...
No. It's a great question. You know, at the NGSO, we believe great music is great music. And if it's a classical symphony, or if it's a great film score, or if it's a movie theme, or if it's a piece of popular music, we really do believe that if it's great, we will play it. We have a wonderful pop series in addition to our classical work that we do.
Tell us about it. I'd like to know.
We have a concert featuring the Mambo Kings. They're a great Latin-inspired band that will play kind of contemporary Latin American music. We have a concert in January called the Sci-Fi Spectacular that explores all the music that appears in great sci-fi films like Close Encounters of the Third Kind and Star Wars and E.T. and Star Trek. We have a concert featuring Jason Alexander, George Costanza from Seinfeld. He'll be singing with the New Jersey Symphony in April.
Wow!
From Broadway. So we don't restrict ourselves. You know, if something's of a really high quality, we will perform it. and we'll perform it at a really high level.
I'm so glad that you're on the radio today to tell us all about this, because you know what? I don't mean to be in any way other than the most respectful, but people don't know what they don't know or what they're missing. And I know that I'm learning so much right now, and I'm hoping that our listeners out there are talented people. Jeannie Murphy, and our guest is Patrick Chamberlain. He's with the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra. And it's just the perfect time of year to be sharing all of the work that you all do so tremendously well, and what you have to offer for those that are out there listening, and for those that may be on their gift list for the holidays, is to give something that you can guarantee they're not going to get a duplicate of during the holidays. This is time for our break. Again, this is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Patrick, just stand by for a second. It's a quick break, and then we're going to learn a little bit more about you. I heard you're a foodie, and I want to know more. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Okay, welcome back to the show. It's Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and the show is brought to you by the Center for Great Expectations in Somerset County, New Jersey, serving the state of New Jersey, both in New Brunswick and Somerset, for women who are pregnant or parenting, who are substance abuse users, and we care for their children while they're actually recovering. And I want you to know, if you know someone affected by this, there is help. And the New Brunswick office of the Center for Great Expectations, which is called Roots to Recovery, is also serving men. And they just had their open house on October 29th in New Brunswick, and we want you to know they're there and that they're there to help. So we welcome you to get in touch. So, again, we're so lucky to have the Director of Artistic Planning at the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra, Patrick Chamberlain, on the line today, just in time for the holidays, telling us about what they've been doing. I want to go back real quick, Patrick, and remind everyone that for whatever reason, in the event that they're not able to attend, for whatever reason, they may want to support you otherwise. And I wanted you to kind of recap again some of the work that you guys do in the educational area, because I thought that was really important, as well as everything else you guys are doing.
Of course. In addition to our tremendous performances on stage throughout the state, we have the New Jersey Symphony Youth Orchestra Program, which is actually unique in American youth orchestras because members of the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra coach the students, so they have a youth orchestra conductor, and our symphony musicians take their Saturday mornings and work with student musicians, kind of passing down all of their tremendous knowledge. It's a beautiful thing, and we have a really vibrant presence in schools throughout the state. In fact, this week we're performing concerts for young people at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center. They come on buses from schools, but we're also going to different schools. We're at Cicely Tyson School in East Orange tomorrow, and we're in Sparta at Sparta High School on Friday, bringing music to young people and performing in their schools. And we have performances that send groups of smaller groups of the orchestra, members of chamber groups, maybe a string quartet or a brass quintet, that perform all throughout the state. We try to get into all 21 counties of New Jersey each season. So we're really committed to serving the state in addition to our great main stage performances.
It's just fantastic work, and it does need support financially in order to be provided. So if you're out there listening and you just like to get involved, just pick up the phone and call or go online. And also, we want to remind you about, tell us again about what's coming up next weekend after Thanksgiving and about the holidays.
Sure. So the Thanksgiving weekend, Saturday the 25th, Sunday at NJPAC, Sunday the 26th at the State Theater in New Brunswick, we'll be performing the movie An American in Paris with the complete musical score by George Gershwin played by the orchestra while the film is projected. Throughout December, we have performances of The Nutcracker at the Mayo Performing Arts Center in Morristown with the New Jersey Ballet. And on December 15th at Richardson Auditorium in Princeton, and December 17th at NJPAC in Newark, Handel's Messiah, an annual holiday tradition featuring the Montclair State University singers and our music director, Shen Zhe.
Wonderful. Now, what about you, Patrick? We heard from someone, what do you do in your spare time? Because we heard you're a foodie.
Well, yes, I love to cook, love to eat, and you know, I love to go to concerts, as crazy as it might seem.
That's great.
When I'm not going to a New Jersey Symphony Orchestra concert, I love to go see what our friends across the river in New York are up to, or to hear other great music. It really keeps me in the right headspace to work on improving the NJSO. I'm our music director, working with her by hearing other great artists.
What a lovely life you have.
It doesn't feel like work sometimes.
I bet it doesn't. And that's the best thing, right? Tell us about what you like to eat and you like to cook. Tell us how you like to cook and what you like to eat.
Oh, I'm a true omnivore. I like everything. Truly, I mean that. All types of foods. Love Asian foods and spicy foods particularly. And love to cook stuff that takes a long time, actually. I like to spend a long afternoon or evening in the kitchen working on something with a lot of different steps and layers to it.
That's interesting, because that sounds a lot like what your job description is as a director of artistic planning for the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra.
It does in some ways. It's working overtime to help make something great.
To put all those pieces together to make them great, like you said. That's really great. So what,
and for me, it's really all about our musicians and our music director. My job is behind the scenes.
Sure.
Supporting them and giving them the platform to do what they do best and creating the best environment for them to be successful.
Which brings that out to all of those that are actually there as members and supporters and listeners and just enjoying the orchestra. I mean, that's you're bringing it out to us, and we appreciate what you're doing so much. We're so glad to have you on the show.
Thank you.
So if you would like to share anything else with our listeners right now on Talented People, please do so. I'd love to hear what you've got planned for 2018 and onward.
Well, sure. I can't spill the beans just now on 18-19, though that season will be announced in late January of 2018. We'll be rolling out our 18-19 season.
That's not that far away.
Not that far away, and there's a lot I'm really excited about, and I think our listeners will be too. And, you know, if you've never come to hear the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra, I would strongly encourage you, njsymphony.org, 1-800-ALLEGRO. I think you'll be impressed by the tremendous quality of our musicians. It's a privilege to work for them.
Yes, I bet it is. And we do appreciate your work and your time today. And we just want to let you know that we thank you again, not only for everything that you all are doing over there at the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra, but also for, again, the give back that you have supported to the Center for Great Expectation, those other nonprofits that we know that you do when you offer the silent auction items, which are such joy for those who are helping. So it's like you're giving and they're getting 1,000-fold. So I really mean that on behalf of the center and behalf of our listeners. listeners, and we wish you a very, very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to everybody out there, and especially those that can have the privilege of being able to take advantage and get tickets to the Nutcracker or to one of the other performances now through the end of the year. So, Patrick, again, all the best to you. Hope you enjoy your holiday season and cooking and checking out some other shows, and send our gratefulness to everybody over there for everything you guys do.
Great. Thank you so much.
Take care, Patrick. And again, this is Jeannie Murphy. I'm Talented People, and I'm brought to you by the Center for Great Expectations. We're signing off here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station. Have a great afternoon.
By the way, the individual mandate isn't just any tax. It's a terribly regressive tax that imposes harsh burdens on low and middle-income taxpayers.
Utah Republican Orrin Hatch earlier today talking about the individual mandate and how it hurts working-class families. Part of the Senate's tax plan is to repeal the individual mandate. On the other side of the aisle, Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden says there's going to be severe consequences for repealing the individual mandate.
To pay for the handouts to multinational corporations, millions of Americans are going to lose their health care. Millions will see their premiums skyrocket, and millions are going to get hit with a tax hike.
When specifically asked which companies would be receiving those handouts, Wyden was unable to name any. The head of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is stepping down. Richard Cordray told his staff in an email today he plans to leave his post before the end of the month. You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
Did you know 40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Call now to find out how to get your free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Call now, 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code USA.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113. Or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
By the way, the individual mandate isn't just any tax. It's a terribly regressive tax that imposes harsh burdens on low and middle-income taxpayers.
Utah Republican Orrin Hatch earlier today talking about the individual mandate and how it hurts working-class families. Part of the Senate's tax plan is to repeal the individual mandate. On the other side of the aisle, Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden says there's going to be severe consequences for repealing the individual mandate.
To pay for the handouts to multinational corporations, millions of Americans are going to lose their health care, millions will see their premiums skyrocket, and millions are going to get hit with a tax hike.
When specifically asked which companies would be receiving those handouts, Wyden was unable to name any. The head of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is stepping down. Richard Cordray told his staff in an email today he plans to leave his post before the end of the month. You're listening.